our preparations for Christmas. Last week, we lit the first candle, the candle of hope. And this morning, we lit the second candle, the candle of love. The light is growing as we anticipate and move towards Christmas, as we prepare for the light of the world, Jesus, to come. As we light the candle of love, we aren't thinking about some sort of vague, warm feeling of love. We aren't thinking about just happy or nice thoughts. We're talking about God's love for us and for the world. And we read a little bit about that in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We know what love is because God showed his love for us, not by thinking warm thoughts about us from afar, but by showing up, by taking on our flesh and walking this earth, by experiencing the fullness of human emotions, by seeking to heal and love and forgive us. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas, that God's love came down to earth. Today's cantata is called A New Birth, A New Beginning. And it retells the Christmas story in song. But the Christmas story is a part of a big story about the whole story of God's commitment to not leave us to our own devices, but to seek after us, to never give up on us, to love us. And today we hear the story of that love and the way it gives each of us the possibility of a new birth and a new beginning with him. Take it away.